Back here on the Midnight Rider, hour number two underway. We're talking with Connie Fogle of the Canadian Action Party at www.canadianactionparty.ca. That's canadianactionparty.ca. Connie, if someone is in Canada and wants to get involved with your organization, how do they go about doing that?
Well, they can do it right on the website. We have a section in there called Join Us, and they can just click on that, give us the information, and send it off. They can either join us as a member, be a member of the party, or they can just ask to be a contact and to receive information from us and to work with us.
Excellent, excellent. And now, do you have a regular podcast or anything like that, or any type of alternative media you're doing yourself there?
No, we don't. We don't have those kind of resources. But we get a lot of other people helping us out in that regard, like your station. But
right.
We have some things have come together in the last year quite nicely. We've got some good people who are producers of alternate radio who put on a meeting and have someone that's got a lot of skills in doing the actual screening, the televising, and then they've put that up. They do a good production, very, very professional.
Excellent.
And they put that up on YouTube, and then it just spreads. It just spreads around the world. So it's, you know, when people find us, they're very excited and very grateful that we exist, because we are the voice that are saying things that none of the other political
right.
parties in Canada will say. Although some of them, a couple of them are beginning to limply, crawl along, and in the beginning, and so that's starting, but it's almost too late. You know, it's 2.5 years since the impetus of the formal institutionalization mm-hmm. took place, and it's, anyway, the thing is, some good things are happening, and I'm hopeful that this can be turned around with people like you and your station and many of the others, especially in the States, and the good work. It was the alternative media in the States that masked the people in the United States on the immigration, on the amnesty issue in the States,
right.
and that forced your congressman to look at that, and then another little chunk of stuff about the Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement was tucked in there, and then you ended up with those two good motions where the funding for the working groups was stopped for the year, and the funding for any taxpayer dollar funding for the NAFTA highway was stopped. I mean, that's a massive win, a massive win. And that's the people did that, and they did it because of your alternative radio.
Yeah, I think so. I think we've had a lot to do with it. And,
you did, definitely.
And it's been a pleasure having you on. I would love to have you on again as this issue progresses. And
well,
I think it's important we get a Canadian perspective to this, since we are in it together.
Well, you know, it's not different. It's the same
no.
for us as it is for you. We're all being destroyed in the same way, and the bottom line is the principles are universal. Freedom, democracy, independence, nationhood, sovereignty. Those go across the world.
Yeah, indeed they do, and we'll do this again. I look forward to having you back on, and
excellent.
It's been a pleasure and a treat, and I thank you for your report.
It's been a treat for me to be with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Connie.
All right,
yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Yeah, Connie Fogle of the Canadian Action Party, again, her website is www.canadianactionparty.ca. www.canadianactionparty.ca. And you need to go check that out and get involved. I mean, look, this is, you know, and she talked about, you know, people pushing literature back to her because they're afraid. There are people who are scared. They can't. To know that they've been scammed and to know that they've been sold down the river is going to be tough for a lot of people to take. A lot of people. But it by no means tells us that we shouldn't get this information out. I think it's even more important that we get this information out. It's that important. Our futures depend on it. The futures of our children, both Canadian and American and Mexican, depend on it. Open lines around the corner, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Whatever you want to talk about, get into, we'll do it right here on the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down, it's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Here on the Midnight Rider. My name is Mike Chambers. We're in a Wednesday night here. Hump day, everybody. Racing our way toward the weekend. Like in this movement, that means anything. Every day is just another day in this fight. It certainly is. And there's a lot of good people involved in this. And we may not all agree on every issue, on everything. I mean, I know, Connie's party tends to lean a little liberal, but it did. But again, we come back to the fact that it's about liberty, it's about freedom, it's about our sovereignty, and we can agree on that kind of stuff. I mean, you know, is it potato or potato, tomato or tomato? I mean, we're going to have differences, but in the end, we've got to be able to come together and work together to push this thing forward. I have a competing network to RBN. I was asked to do this program, glad to do it. Because I want the opportunity to get information to people. It's not about fame or fortune, because there ain't none of that in this, trust me. I mean, if you're thinking that you're going to get rich doing the Patriot thing, wrong. Wrong answer. Most of the people I know involved in this are barely you can buy. But they do it because out of love. Out of love for their country, out of love for people, out of love for their families. And it's important that we just get over our differences and we stuff a sock in it and we come together. And we work together. We don't always have to agree on everything. But when it comes to defending our land and defending our country, by God, we need to come together. And say, okay, this is the line in the sand. You're not crossing it anymore. I mean, the thing with Ron Paul. I mean, you'll hear this in this clip I'm going to play in just a second. People from all spectrums are coming to the Ron Paul campaign. I mean, it's absolutely incredible. Let me play that real quick. Well, yeah, we'll play it here in just a bit. It would be almost too tight to get it into the break now. It's just one of these things where. When people drop all the little side issues, all the junk, see, we agree on 95% of things. Whether you call yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or none of the above, we all raise our kids to be honest, to be truthful, to be ethical, to be moral, and to do right by people. We teach them not to lie. We want them to tell the truth. We want them to be good people. We agree on the basic stuff, which is about 95% of it. The other 5% is all those side issues they throw in. And that's done to keep us all fussing and fighting. This abortion issue that rears its ugly head every time there's an election, it's designed to divide. It has no business being decided by a Supreme Court. It's a states' rights issue. States should decide whether abortion is allowed in their state or not. I don't think it should be. I'm a pro-life guy. But I'm also pro-choice. Okay, you want to say a woman has a choice over her body? That's fine. She chooses to kill her baby. She should pay the price in many instances. And, of course, there's always these people come back and say, well, what about rape and incest? Okay, well, we can deal with that then. And let her and the doctor decide. But, you know, it's just a... When everybody tries to lord over each other their idea and that type of thing, that's where we get into all of this. Well, you're wrong. You're wrong. You're liberal. And we get called that a lot. I mean, oh, you're a Bush hater because of 9/11. You don't like, you think he's involved. You just hate Bush. I don't know the man. I don't hate George Bush individually. I pity George Bush individually because he's a freaking nut and a psychopath. He needs help. I pity him. I don't hate him. I don't hate anybody. It takes too much energy. Hate takes more energy than it does to love. Love is so much easier to do. So why hate? I don't like what they're doing. I hate what they're doing. That takes a lot of energy for me to get up every day and come in here and do this. And I know it takes a lot of energy for everybody to do this, to get up and hand out DVDs or to tell your family or your loved ones or your friends about what's going on. That takes energy. But it's easier to do when you do it out of love. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And quite honestly, that's how we will win this. And I've said this before. Love is their Achilles heel, folks. Because they don't have the ability to love. They can't. Because of the way they were raised. And the fact that this process of raising these so-called elite, and they're not. They're the scum-sucking psychopaths. Doesn't allow them to love. You can't expect people to know how to love when they've never been loved themselves, when they've been sent off to the nanny and to the big boarding school to be trained in the ways of the elite. So they have no way of loving. They don't know mercy. They don't know empathy. They don't know how to care for anybody other than themselves. And that's pitiable. Because they don't have the ability to enjoy the good things that life has to offer. Whereas you and I do. We can enjoy our families. We can get in charge of seeing our kids grow up and see our grandkids come along. I got to tell you, I still need to post these pictures. My little granddaughter is so beautiful. And she's so active and squirming and you know, moving around. I mean, of course, she's not crawling or anything like that. She's less than a week old, but I mean, but she's so active, and she's inquisitive, and she listens for there'll be a sound in the room, and she listens closely and intently. It's just amazing to watch her. I don't think I've ever seen a newborn squirm like this. She's constantly moving. And she's inquisitive. And she wants to find out more. And I want her to be able to do that. I want her to be able to experience everything that life has to offer. And I want her to be able to do that in an atmosphere of love, where she can know the beyond a shadow of a doubt that she's free, and that whatever she sets her mind to do, that as long as she sticks to it, she can accomplish it. That there's not somebody there ready to hamstring her because they have a want and a need to control and to enslave. I don't want to see her shackled to a meaningless job, nor do I want to see my kids that way. I want to see them prosper. I want to see them happy. Not concerned about what tomorrow is going to bring, but to know that they are free, and they're free to accomplish anything they want to accomplish. Dan in California, welcome to the Midnight Rider. You're on, sir.
Well, thank you. I just wanted to say I love your program.
Thank you.
Tied together a lot of things that have been upsetting me for many, many years. And as a new listener to your program in the last month, it's really, really given me some direction and tied a few of the dots together for me. I've been upset about a lot of things, particularly immigration is one of my big issues.
Right.
And that started with the first term of Bill Clinton, who also had an open-door policy. I wanted to also say that in the documentary, or whatever you want to call it, about 9/11 on the History Channel the other night, I noticed, maybe I missed something, but I didn't see any mention of Thermate at all in that program.
No, they avoided all the factual issues, all the science, as much as they possibly could, because if you go after the people... And I'm sure, you know, I haven't got to see it yet, but I'm sure that they showed clips of Alex Jones yelling and screaming, just like they did on John Gibson's show the other day. Everything to paint these people in a negative light is what they try to do. It's like just in the chat room that we have that runs all day. There was a guy popping in and out all day long that would bring up issues about 9/11 because these people are coming out of the woodwork now. And every time his point was refuted, it was, well, I hope you guys all die.
Yeah, a real challenge, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, okay, that was a great insult. How about the next one?
Yeah. Well, that's about what that whole movie was about. The other thing
right.
I wanted to ask you about was, do you think the plan that the government has in store for us would have anything to do with the National Economic Security and Reformation Act?
I'm not, clue me in on that act.
Well, NYSERA, I guess, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly, but it's supposedly an act that has already been passed, whereas the government would basically forgive all credit card debt, mortgages, bank debt, abolish the income tax, abolish the IRS, and a bunch of other things. This is something there's a web page regarding this, and supposedly... This has already been passed by Congress years ago, and it's just laying out there in the weeds. And
do you have the web address?
I do.
Let me have it.
NYSERA.us.
Okay. I'm going to take a look at it during the break here. And hold right there, Dan, and we'll take a quick look at it here.
Okay, great.
And we'll see. 800-313-9443. It's open lines this hour here on the Midnight Rider. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Back here on the Midnight Rider, talking with Dan in California about this website, Nocera.us. I'm looking at it. You know, this thing reminds me of something that used to take place back years, many, many years ago during Bible times, called the Year of Jubilee, where basically you had debts erased and that type of thing. To be quite honest, to me, from what I can see, some of it looks a little shady as far as saying Delta Force and Navy SEALs took copies of it to congressmen, and that I don't see a bill number or anything like that. But even if this deal did pass, here's my thoughts on it. wealth is not destroyed. It's only redistributed. If you forgive all the credit card debt and that type of thing, well, then you actually destroy the wealth that it would be redistributed. What these people do, Dan, is, and what they're fixing to do, just like they did with the Great Depression, is they strangled the money supply to a point to where all of these notes came due. And people on the stock market couldn't make their margin calls as jobs became scarce, as the economy went south. People couldn't pay their mortgages, couldn't pay the bill on their land. You had a dust bowl going across the country, so people couldn't raise their crops. Their crops were ruined, so they began to lose their farms. Those farms didn't disappear. Those houses didn't disappear. Those automobiles didn't disappear. Those things were all redistributed to those who come back and buy them for pennies on the dollar, and then when things are better, come back and sell them at a high price. You can go back to the Napoleonic Wars with Mayor one of the Rothschilds. I think it might have been Mayor Rothschild, who was there at the side of the battle, and realized that the Allies were going to win. He speeds back across the English Channel to London, to the market, and begins to spread a story that the Allies, meaning the English and other countries fighting against Napoleon, were not faring well, and that the battle was likely lost. That caused the markets to tank. And so people started losing vast amounts of money as the price for these stocks began to drop. Well, what was happening is, on the backside, Rothschild was through another agent, going and buying these stocks and these assets at a very, very cheap price. When the news came out that Wellington had won and that Napoleon had been defeated, these prices immediately went back up, and Rothschild was able to sell them at quite a profit. So when fortunes and assets and things are lost, they don't disappear. They're just redistributed into the hands of those who bought them for pennies on the dollar. And that's what we'll see. I mean, they're not going to forgive these type of debts, because what's going to happen when the economy crashes, they're going to bring about the Amero along with the North American Union. They'll roll back the clock essentially 100 years. We'll start with another currency, and we'll play this game all over again. The only thing is your debt's going to be revalued in Ameros. It's not going to disappear.
Okay. I was just thinking that as a carrot to hand out to everybody to accept this new Amero and this new three-nation plan, or one-nation plan, however you want to put it, they would dangle out this carrot saying, hey, look, and in the process of forming this North American Union, we're going to be forgiving all these debts. And that certainly would be sound very attractive to a bunch of public who is strangled in debt by the time this happens.
Yeah, it's that same deal where, you know, they play this game on us, and we willingly suck in. And because, I mean, it's the cheap credit, it's all of that. I mean, in this Nacera page, they're telling people to pay their minimum credit card payment. Now, if you've got an opportunity to pay your stuff off, pay it off. Get rid of as much of the debt as you possibly can. That's business number one. Because there won't be a year of Jubilee. They'll come get your stuff.
Got it.
And so, I mean, these are people that don't want us to have anything. They want us to work for absolutely nothing. And if we have things that we desire, the finer things, then we're not going to work for nothing.
Well, I'm sure you or one of your listeners can probably get to the bottom of where this Nasara thing came from. Several people have told me about it over the years, and I finally looked it up, and I'm going, Yeah, like you, I've kind of said, I just don't see this coming.
Right. No, I'll do some more looking into it and see, do some more research into it and see what I can come up with, and where this came from. But just on the face of it, just looking at it, in 3 minutes during the break,
right.
I don't see that as anything that would happen. But I appreciate your call, Dan. Thanks for listening. Glad you're listening to us. And please call again. Good call.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. You have a good night. All right. Half hour to go here on the Midnight Rider, number 800-313-9443, back in just a couple of minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Well, I try my head again. I try not to sink in. This world I made from you.
Is the number, 800-313-9443. My website is MidnightRidersShow.com. That's MidnightRidersShow.com. Feel free to go over there and drop an email to me and let me know what you think about the program, your thoughts about things, guest ideas, suggestions, feedback. I like all that stuff. And it helps me do a better job, and it lets me know you're out there, which is a cool thing, because I like hearing from you. So, if you get the hankering to, drop me a note. I'd be more than happy to have a nice little chat with you. All right, Ron Paul on the Morning Joe this morning with, what's his name, Joe Scarborough, former U.S. congressman who left after one of his aides died, he's on again. I tell you what, just Ron Paul, every time he gets on, just blasts it out of the park. I mean, it's like they say hello and boom. And this guy, you know, he is so able to articulate his points so quickly and so easily. And it's because his message is so simple. Liberty, freedom, government by the Constitution, and we stay out of people's business. And I like that. And here's Ron Paul on the Morning Joe this morning on MSNBC.
Let's bring in right now a guy that has really taken at least the internet by storm, and Ron Paul. I dropped my son off at the University of Alabama this past week. There were homemade Ron Paul signs all over the place down there, and I'm seeing that more and more wherever I go. In my hometown of Pensacola, you go and people are just, they are just making signs and sticking them up all over the place. This, I haven't seen a lot of presidential campaigns like that. And so let's talk to Ron Paul right now. Hey, how you doing, Congressman?
Doing fine, Joe. Thank you.
What's going on the campaign trail right now for you?
Well, we have to check with the leaders, and they're out there in the hinterland, and we have to ask them what they're doing these days.
Well, it looks like they're making a lot of signs in their garages and sticking them up on telephone poles across the country. I saw you at the straw poll. You just ignited that crowd out there, and it seems that every time you go on, even like Bill Maher, you have the strangest group of people supporting you. I mean, Bill Maher has a very liberal audience, and yet it seemed that there was a libertarian streak out there and wherever you go.
Well, you know, to me, that's the most interesting part and the most exciting part. A reporter told me the other day they were in Florida, and they came across a table of somebody that just set it up, and they asked him, well, there were three of them there, and they said, well, what do you represent? And one was a Republican, one was a Democrat, and one was an Independent. So I think that's pretty neat because, as you know, I stick to the Constitution, and I think the Constitution brings people together rather than divisive. So to me, it's pretty exciting.
Well, and of course, it's not only that you have a libertarian message on the economic front, but also when it comes to the war in Iraq, you were one of the few Republicans that opposed that war. Are you finding that it's hard to bring mainstream Republicans over to your side because of that?
Less so every day, because they know, somebody the other day said, well, I was always for it, but we've given them enough time and we're tired of it. So they're coming around. And of course, I approach it not from a left viewpoint. I talked about why don't we only go to war unless, you know, when we declare it and then win it. And so it's a conservative approach. And the old right conservative position was anti-war. I mean, that was the old Robert Taft position. So it's not so strange. Republicans should feel good about taking this position. Actually, George Bush won his first election, you know, with his position, a humble foreign policy. And that's what I'm talking about. So it is popular. It's just been these last several years, the atmosphere that's been stirred up. I think sometimes deliberately after 9/11 that people are supposed to be fearful, willing to give up their freedoms, willing to go to war. And I think they're tired of it because it's bankrupting the country. And I think I've tapped into that sentiment.
Well, shouldn't we be fearful after 9/11 that those attacks could happen again?
Yeah, but I don't think we should be so fearful that we give up our liberties and go to needless war. I mean, we should. The thing that we should have done was gone after Osama bin Laden, and we didn't do it. And when people realize he used to be our ally, they all of a sudden think, well, there's something wrong with our foreign policy. So I think we shouldn't be so fearful as to being aware of what's happening. And I think a lot of people are starting to realize that our interventions around the world does stir up hatred toward us, and that's just common sense. So I think they're coming around to realizing that.
You talked about a Robert Taft foreign policy, a more isolationist foreign policy, but didn't the attacks of September 11th change the rules of the game?
No, not really. That's sort of like saying, you know, something happens, changes it, you know, our 10 amendments to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, or changes the, truth doesn't change because something happens. No, I think that everything really remains the same, but we should become alert and understand, you know, what motivates suicide terrorism and then deal with it. But if you ignore that and go off and do the same thing that motivates suicide terrorism, the problem gets worse. There are more al-Qaeda now than ever before. There was no al-Qaeda in Iraq. Now there are plenty and growing. So the chaos that we created there has actually made our problems much worse.
What do you think motivates suicide terrorists?
Well, Robert Pape wrote a book about this, and it's called Dying to Win, and he analyzes in great detail, more than any other individual. He says it's occupation, and it's not religion. Religion plays a part in it, but it's occupation. And you have to think of it as, how would we as Americans react if the Chinese were on our land here telling us to live like they do and that we had to obey their laws and their religion and impose their will on us, we'd be shooting them too. So it's occupation of foreign powers that makes that motivates people to commit suicide terrorism.
But we weren't occupying Iraq on September 11th, 2001, were we?
No, but Iraq didn't attack us. The Saudis attacked us.
Well, Osama bin Laden attacked us.
But we were in Saudi Arabia. We had a base on their holy land. We had been bombing Iraq, and we had been over there for dozens of years, and a lot of people had died because of our policies there.
Well, we had 10,000 troops in Saudi Arabia, but we've had troops in South Korea for, what, 50, 60 years? We've had troops in Germany. Does that justify the attack of American workers at the Twin Towers?
No, I didn't say it justified it. I just said it explains it. And it doesn't mean that every time you're there that it's going to do it. But when people are upset, other cultures do it too. In Sri Lanka, the same thing happens. It's not a Muslim. It isn't the Muslims that are doing the suicide terrorists.
Talk about the Republican Party's failure to curb spending and to balance the budget and to bring down the debt since Republicans have been running Washington, D.C. Of course, Democrats took over this past fall, and spending actually has remained just as bad, and earmarks are actually up, and the New York Times reports that Democrats are actually bragging about the earmarks that they're bringing home. But David Walker, who runs the General Accounting Office, talked about a couple weeks ago a meltdown, an economic meltdown that America's facing in the next 20, 30 years because of Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, the deficit, the debt, and says we're just doing absolutely nothing about it.
Well, it's the political situation because nobody can vote against the spending. I mean, just talking about this war, a lot of people don't want to lose. They don't want to give up. They don't want to change the foreign policy. We're spending up nearly $1 trillion overseas in foreign adventurism. You'd have to change that. But we'd have to change our attitude about welfareism. But it's not easily done. So they resort to spending, getting reelected, borrowing and taxing, and then the inflation, the fact that the Federal Reserve creates money and credit out of thin air to tide us over, just like they've done this week. The markets are saying that they're overextended. There's too many economic bubbles. The dollar is overextended. The market tries to correct that, and that means there's, you know, the natural tendency for a collapse or a deflation. But the Fed, what do? All they have, the only tool they have left is more inflation. Last week they, you know, all the central banks pumped in like $500 billion of new money that they create out of thin air. So you can't solve the problem of inflation with inflation. You have to eventually have sound money. You have to have people live within their means, and you have to have a government that's designed for protection of liberty, not policing the world, and not runaway welfare. It's doomed to fail, and that's what Walker's telling us, and I agree with him, except it's going to be sooner than 30 years. I think you're starting to see it come unraveled right now.
All right. Ron Paul, Congressman from Texas, thank you so much, presidential candidate. Let me tell you, Ron, a lot of people out there in the Republican primary trying to seize the mantle of Ronald Reagan, but when it comes to economic issues, you're the only guy out there that's really delivering the same message that Ronald Reagan delivered for 30 years. Thanks so much for being
Thank
with
you,
us.
Joe.
Greatly appreciate it.
All right. Okay, so Ron Paul once again just blows it and mows it out of the park. I mean, boom. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. His points are elucidated. It's easy. It's simple. Makes sense. And I love his line in this. The truth doesn't change because something happens. Now, that's absolutely huge. The truth doesn't change because something happens. But yet, everything changed because of 9/11, according to the powers that be. Well, what changed? 2 + 2 still equals 4. It did before 9/11, it does afterwards. Truth and being right and living right and doing right didn't change. But that's the message that they're trying to sell to us, so we give up everything. I mean, we're attacked on so many different fronts, it's hard to keep up.
I mean, I have people write me sometimes, why don't you talk about this issue? Why don't you deal with this deal? There's too many. I mean, and you just have to kind of take the shotgun approach to it when a sniper approach would be better. We just don't have enough snipers. We're getting more. And look, I know we're going to win because failure is not an option. If we fail, we're dead. Just end of story. Our kids are dead. Our way of life is dead. Everything that we in our minds have been taught to believe about freedom and about truth and honesty is all out the window. And then it becomes survival of the fittest, and people will be living on nothing but instinct, clamoring and crawling for their next meal, and they'll work for absolutely nothing to get it. And we'll end up being a country of subsistence laborers who barely eke out. Nothing better than sharecroppers. You get to keep a little bit, but we're keeping most of it. You're going to trade one set of shackles for another. Everybody's caught up in this credit and this debt system, and hey, I'm no different. But we're going to trade one set of shackles for another. And the shackles that we put on this next time will be just to be able to eat. To stand in a line for food. Look, Communist Soviet Union is a definite sign of that, where people would stand in line for hours upon hours just for a loaf of bread. And if you were in the rear of the line, you were likely to be told there was no more bread. This is what they want. This is what they're trying to achieve. And when all the manufacturing's gone, when all the creativity is gone, when all the jobs are gone, they're going to come back and say, you guys are useless eaters. You consume too much. And there's no room for you in a society like ours. That's the cold, hard truth. That's what they want to do to you and to your family. It ain't sexy. It ain't pretty talking about this stuff. I don't like talking about it. It bothers me. It sends a cold chill down my spine. And it makes me just so hurt and angry that people would do this to their fellow man. But see, that's how they have to do it to keep us from evolving past them. Because when we evolve past their system that they've laid down for us, that we've also managed to suck ourselves into and be conditioned to participate in, then we are past them, and humanity will be able to grow. And we will be able to evolve, but they can't have that. Because again, as I stated earlier, they can't love. They can't show mercy. They can't have empathy. Because it's not built in. Those are the key things. And they're trying to tell you that truth has changed and what's real has changed, when in fact it has not changed. The truth is still the truth. What's right is still right, no matter whether they portray the right as wrong. Get it all backwards and go at each other. Joe Churchill was talking about this in the... But when we were talking with Connie Fogel, you mix the religion, and they're focusing on religion now, talking about how Christianity and things is much like the Taliban and stuff like that,
to make people religion averse, to get it gone. And whether you believe in God or you don't, people have religion and faith as a hope. And if you go and try to remove that hope, what do? You end up breaking the spirit of people. And people resign themselves to their fate. My hope is that we will understand our true nature as good people. And that we will overcome evil, because love can defeat evil. Love will defeat evil. These people are evil. They're the height of evil. Back in a minute. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network. The name of the program is The Midnight Rider.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Final segment tonight here on The Midnight Rider. You know, the thing I like
about so many in this Patriot movement, which I guess we better start calling the Freedom Movement. I think that's a better name. It's the Freedom Movement. Is, you know, people that like Luke Radowski that we had on the other night, is that they give of themselves, that they step outside of themselves and understand that the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few or the one. Line from Star Trek. Star Trek II, Wrath of Khan, great movie. I'm a Star Trek nut. But they step outside of themselves and realize that there is more to things than just them. And I meet people and I talk to people like this all of the time that give themselves and run from pillar to post to try to get information, to try to help people, and try to save the country. Whether it be Americans, whether it be Canadians, or whatever. I know a guy who's up in Connecticut. His name is John. Perhaps he's listening to the broadcast tonight. He's a great guy. He's from Ireland. Came here as an immigrant, became a citizen, and he sees what's going on, and he's fighting it. These people would just step outside and understand that there's more than just me, 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 me. Because, of course, that's what they tell you. It's me. It's me. It's me. I'm a diva. And that's the message that gets presented to our kids, that it's all about me. And it makes it so difficult to raise your kids when they come home from the public school system. Me, 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 me. And you no. It's us. That family and those that you love and those that you care about are the most important things regardless. That line of blood is thicker than water. It's true. And we need to learn to love our neighbors as ourselves. And when we will start to adopt that, then we will see our victories become more numerous. Because they can't overcome the love. They just cannot defeat it. And that's the thing that bothers them. That's what they envy so bad. That's why they hate us. They say the terrorists hate us for our freedoms. These people, these elite, they hate us because we can love and they can't. All they can do is destroy and tear down. We're the positive, they're the negative. And it's time we flood this world with the positive waves, if you know what I'm saying. That we flood our country with positive waves. That by saving this country, we save this world, folks. By righting the ship here in the United States and in Canada and places surrounding us here in North America, we right the ship and we save the world. Because I'm telling you, if this domino falls, the rest of the world follows with it. Guys, we're out of here. You have a wonderful night. Not sure on a guest for tomorrow night. That's kind of iffy at this point, if not open lines. You guys have a great one. Hey, find somebody you love and tell them you love them. That's why we're fighting to save the country. Good night, and God bless. See you tomorrow night. It's true.